You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Inclusion Design for Sustainability conference here in Glasgow, and I'm joined by Siobhan Mead from Guide Dogs. Siobhan, why is it so important for Guide Dogs to be here?
I think we need to be in the conversation. We need to be making sure that we are here talking to people, talking to businesses about technology and how technology can enable blind and visually impaired people to live the life they choose through various technologies. And to be able to have that opportunity is fantastic, and I'll be taking away lots of different ideas and suggestions to continue that work through the technology advice pages.
And obviously Guide Dogs has had a connection with technology. Guide Dogs was involved in the Soundscape app and things like that. Why is it so important for Guide Dogs to have those partnerships?
I think it's collaboration. Collaboration is a big word, and communication. And I think if we are able to have those conversations with people, accessibility and inclusion is at the forefront of their minds. So when they're designing apps and websites and products, visually impaired people, blind people are going to be able to utilise those and get the maximum out of that in terms of independence and empowerment. And that's what we strive for at Guide Dogs.
And what one thing might you be taking away from the conference and taking back to Guide Dogs?
The one big thing that I'm really keen on is the Welcome app by Gavin Neat, who I think has done an amazing job at kind of pushing out the empowerment approach, getting the person with a disability or who has a long-term impairment to be able to be in control of their own needs. For example, you can download the app or you can use the website, and you can just put in your information of what your requirements are, and if the venue signs up to it, you can then just register a visit and they will know you're coming and they will know how best to assist you. And I think that is very, very powerful, putting the control back in the person with a disability.
Well, Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.